Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now Amos Morrell III, WWL digital content producer, part of the LSU Pro Timing Day. Amos, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. Doing well.
So, Ja'Marr Chase, I understand, really impressed.
Oh, absolutely. What did he, we ran out there, ran a 4.38 in the 40. He said that he was just expecting to get a 4.4. So he was even surprised that he was able to put that time down. Jumped a 41-inch vertical. Another one that he said surprised him. He was thinking he was going to get he said he'd been jumping 39s. He didn't do the bench press today, but there was a video circulating of him doing it at his training facility. He pumped out 22 reps of that. You know, he had a sub-4, a three-cone drill. I mean, he just absolutely, you know, all the hype about him being the top receiver in the class, it's just gonna keep going just because of the way he performed today.
Think about that. Michael Jordan's vertical was 42 inches. Ja'Marr posted 41. Jacoby Stevens, I think, posted a 42. Is that right, Amos?
Yeah, and that's one of the things with Jacoby Stevens, and a lot of his numbers, I think, are going to help him because, you know, he said that he spoke afterwards that the question was obviously people knew he could play football, but did he have the athleticism to match the football they saw on tape? And, you know, you go out there and put 42, that shows you've got some explosiveness. It shows that you can probably make a couple of hits at the next level.
Chris, you know what my vertical was, Amos? You know what mine was?
39?
No, I wish. It was almost, but 37. So my calves are big. The explosion.
You got those Popeye calves.
You know, I ran the same type of 40 as a little faster. I was like 4.78, and you know, because I came out Marino, Elway, and all that, and so looking at the 40 time and Amos, it wasn't just Ja'Marr Chase. It seems like a handful of Tigers ran unbelievable 40 times.
Yeah, Terrace Marshall had a 4.38. Racy McMath ran a 4.38, and obviously Kerry Vincent ran a 4.3. I believe it was a 4.33 he was
right.
Clocked at. But, you know, he was kind of disappointed with that. I mean, you know, he said after, you know, I've been clocked at 25 miles per hour running, so my speed is top end. And so he expected to run a little bit faster than that. But, you know, yeah, the speed was there. And, you know, there were a lot of people on Twitter talking about, okay, who's doing the timing, but you know, this was multiple people timing, and they were all getting the same thing. Yeah, there was a lot of speed out there in Baton Rouge.
I couldn't run a 4.3 in the 20 if you cut the 40 in half.
Well, what you mean right now?
Yeah.
No, I would say yes, but when you were younger,
yeah,
you were in the Marines, maybe Christian.
I was never fast, never. I could do distance, but
so you're a marathon distance runner.
I wouldn't say marathon. I could hold my own.
So you couldn't, a matter of the shuttle run, whether it was the 40
slow,
or the 60.
Period.
So, Chris, I probably could have backpedaled and beat you.
Nah, let's not take it too far. Amos, what was the environment like with COVID-19?
Well, you know, obviously because of the you know, they had to have some protocols. There's definitely the social distancing going on, you know, with the scouts and with the, you know, the people and the players themselves and watching. But, you know, the fact that they were even able to hold a pro day, considering last year, you know, pretty much all of them got canceled at a certain point, you know, that was a win in and of itself. You know, and once you guys on the field, it pretty much felt the same. You know, you're watching the guys run the 40, you're watching them run the drills, and you're watching them, you know, get measured. you know, that part felt pretty much, you know, just like the olden days, you know, with the exception of the spacing and obviously, you know, less people in attendance. Yeah, I think once the guys got out there, it felt just like, you know, some of the pro days we've seen in the past.
Now, Amos, when you look at Ja'Marr Chase and, you know, everyone's part of the Who Dat Nation, or a majority of people in the Gulf South, Gulf Coast, around these parts, Ja'Marr Chase to end up with the Cincinnati Bengals, I think that could be the Who Dat Nation's second favorite team. I don't know if, you know, it's all competition in the NFL, but, you know, going to the Bengals. Now, we are the Bengal Tigers with LSU, so that might be something I think fans would be interested in watching on Sunday. If all of a sudden to see Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase hook up again.
Yeah, and that was something that, you know, a question that Ja'Marr got asked a lot today, you know, especially after posting those numbers. I think a lot of people kind of think that solidified him a little bit ahead of Devontae Smith in this draft class, you know, making him the first receiver to come off the board. So, you know, he was asked a lot about, you know, if he'd heard from the Bengals, and particularly reuniting with Joe Burrow, you know, who just, what, feels like barely a year ago,
right,
threw 20 touchdowns and 1,700 yards to him. So, and, you know, he said he wouldn't mind going up there and playing with Joe Burrow. He obviously thinks that it wouldn't just be, he even said specifically, it wouldn't just be like it was here at LSU. You know, we'd have to work to build that chemistry again and get back up to speed and, you know, figure out how to make it work in that offense. But, you know, that's a thing I think he'd be excited to do. And I think a lot of those Bengals fans would be very excited to land a player like Ja'Marr Chase, you know, for that young quarterback, Joe Burrow.
WWL's Amos Morrell III covering LSU's pro day today. Do you think, and I'm asking for an opinion here, Amos, do you think that Ja'Marr Chase will have a better career than Odell Beckham Jr.?
I got to tell you, it's an interesting thing. I think one of the things Ja'Marr does maybe a little bit better than Odell is Ja'Marr has that ability to go up and snag some passes. Odell, you know, seemed to really make his money. I mean, obviously with the great catches and you know, the highlight reel catches, but he also seemed to really, you know, make a lot of his money getting deep, getting over the top of these defenses. And in some cases, the yards after the catch, both of those things are things that Ja'Marr Chase can do. But I think, you know, you get down in the red zone, Ja'Marr is the kind of guy you can throw it up to, and he'll go up, snag it, and come down with it. And I think that's something maybe that Odell, you know, just hadn't really shown to be doing much of in the NFL.
Bobby, I'll ask you the same question. Do you think Ja'Marr Chase will end up having a better career than OBJ?
OBJ is not even the best receiver on his team. You know who's more consistent? Jarvis Landry.
I
mean, that's just a fact. You got to be available to be held accountable. I'm not just looking at the explosive plays, but consistency. Jarvis Landry has been one of the greatest LSU receivers in the history of LSU in pro football. Look at his numbers and the consistency. He's a dog. I mean, I'm not saying Odell Beckham's not hard, but I think it'd be in the Browns' best interest. Now, I don't know how they could do that with a contract. For Odell Beckham not to be a part of the Browns. Odell Beckham is still amongst the best receivers, but send it to another team. I think Baker Mayfield at times felt the pressure with playing OBJ with Odell Beckham. Oh, I got to throw the ball. I got to throw him the ball. No, how about just winning the game and playing a team sport? I think Jarvis Landry is more that type player. So when you compare like Ja'Marr Chase to like Odell Beckham, I would say if Ja'Marr Chase could be like Jarvis Landry, that'd be huge success in the National Football League.
Amos Morrell III, he covered LSU's pro day earlier. Go ahead, Amos. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say, it's funny you say that because, you know, Jarvis Landry is one of the guys who Ja'Marr said he's been reaching out to, you know, just for advice on the process and what to expect, you know, as he's going through his draft process. So it's funny you say that, you know, it might be better for him to have a career like Jarvis would. You know, it seems like that's a guy that, you know, sort of become somewhat of a mentor for him.
Amos, I know everybody was wearing masks, but did you spot anybody of note in particular with the Saints that were in attendance?
No big names. I didn't get a chance to see them. I was really focused on the actual drills and whatnot, so I didn't really get a chance to see. But I know they were obviously represented at the pro day. I mean, you know, there's several guys. Obviously, they're probably not going to have a shot at Ja'Marr Chase unless they make a very drastic move. Probably might not even have a shot at you know, Tyler Shelvin, depending on, you know, how the draft shakes out. But Tyler Shelvin's a guy that, you know, they've been in contact with. You know, he mentioned that they've talked to him. And, you know, there's some other guys that could be looking at. One of them, Racy McMath, a guy who, you know, said today he made a lot of his big plays at LSU on special teams, and he said that's one of the things the teams have been very interested in him for. And you guys know that special teams is very important in the NFL, and, you know, the Saints have shown that they're a team that's willing to invest in special teams. So, you know, he's a guy that could be on their radar too. So, you know, a lot of guys for them to potentially look at, if not Ja'Marr Chase, just because, I mean, you're going to have to see one of those, like, headliner blockbuster trades for them to get in the running of that guy.
Now, Amos, when you look at LSU fans, Saints fans, or vice versa, you know, nothing against Will Clapp. You know, we have LSU Tiger, and he's contributed, been that jumbo tight end. He's plug and play along the offensive line. But I think fans in general, they would want more like a skilled player from LSU playing for the Saints, kind of like Devery Henderson. And you look how Devery, under Sean Payton, how he even got better, being that deep threat. So I just think fans in general, they look at, I don't know, you could be like a Patrick Peterson or a cover corner or guys in space or the receivers or like a Leonard Fournette, or whether it's a running back. Now, we all know he's with the Buccaneers. But I think sometimes the linemen don't get appreciation. They go like, oh, why don't the Saints get more LSU players? And you tell them, oh, well, they have a player, Will Clapp. No, I'm talking.
That doesn't count.
I'm talking about a skilled player.
Yeah, and you know, it's one of those things. I was kind of thinking about this today when I was, you know, looking at guys that potentially could be a fit for the Saints. And you know, you look at the sort of the roster, you know, one of the only cornerbacks LSU's got coming out this year is Kerry Vincent. And, you know, he's done some of his best work at corner in the slot. And if any place the Saints are set at in the secondary, it would be that slot position, you know, whether it's Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, P.J. Williams. They've got guys right now that can play that position. So you got to kind of take him out of the running. And, you know, when you kind of look back at these last few drafts, you know, there's been some guys that probably would have fit with the Saints. But, you know, you look at last year, Justin Jefferson, you know, he wasn't going to be around when the Saints picked just because of the way he did at his pro day. He ran that impressive 40 time. And you look at some of the guys they have this year, you know, it kind of almost seems like a timing thing, you know, that like the guys that that fit maybe just aren't going to be lined up with where the Saints are picking or the moves they need to make to get to them.
Amos Morrell, the third, part of our WBL digital content contributor. And Amos, Jabril Cox, did he work out today?
No, he didn't work out. Reports were that he was dealing with a bit of a hamstring injury. But, you know, he's a guy that was able to actually participate in the Senior Bowl. So a lot of the scouts that were going to be there today, you know, got to have a close-up look at him and see, you know, just how versatile of a player he is and how, you know, just all the things he could do. And, you know, he's a guy that when you see him, you know, you're going to be impressed. You know, tall, lengthy linebacker who's shown the ability to passing game and, you know, line up against receivers. So, you know, he didn't get a chance to work out. I think they're expecting him to have some sort of his own pro day down the line. But, you know, I don't think that'll hurt his draft stock too much. I think he's still very much up there with those top linebackers in this class.
I think that that's a player the Saints could have their eye on. A linebacker can run like that. They need that.
He can run sideline to sideline. To me, he's almost like a poor man's Patrick Queen, you know, and all of a sudden Patrick Queen, look where he got drafted with the Ravens.
Would that help the Saints?
Yeah, but we need someone to compliment DeMario Davis. Listen, Alex Anzalone's gone. I can't think of it now from the 49ers who got hurt.
Quan Alexander.
You don't know. I mean, is Achilles, how he's going to come back? But I'm telling you, it's a copycat league, and the Saints and a number of NFL teams, they look at the Buccaneers. Even though Levante David, you know, Levante David is the oldest player on the Buccaneers right now. Talk about a stud year in and year out. They hit the lottery with him.
He's not older than Tom Brady.
No, but I'm talking about like the Bucs, the oldest player in the Bucs. Tom Brady just got to the Bucs.
Okay.
I'm talking about like within the organization.
Longest tenured. Okay.
And then look at Levante. Levante David and Levante David, the LSU guy.
Devin White.
Devin White. Yeah. Thanks, Amos. Yeah, Devin White. What? No, I'll tell you, the teams are trying to copy that. And we had that. And then, Kawhi Alexander gets hurt.
Amos Morrell III, great work as always, man. Thanks.
Oh, anytime, guys.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.